sell them for hunts for members, for tribal members and non-tribal members. We have live sales that we do for marketing. We have a jerky making facility here on the reservation, a smokehouse, we call it, the Little River Smokehouse. And they make buffalo jerky and beef jerky under the tribe's name. We use cultural events, powwows, weddings, funerals, memorials. We donate to all those powwow committees here, the Sundance Lodges. I just recently got a letter for requesting an animal for a indigenous woman's gathering here on Fort Belknap next month. So it's just an array of different things. I mean, it's like this animal is helping us today almost like it did 500 years ago.
And 500 years ago, the animal was crucial to the tribe's survival, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That's what we lived on. That was our main source of subsistence, and not just food, but I mean, it was used for everything. So from building your lodge to utensils, the bladder for water, just a different, a lot of different things that it was vital that animal was here to help the native folks in this area.
When you say that you use the herd now for weddings and funerals and indigenous women's gatherings, does that mean that they use the meat for those events, or is there some other use?
Well, normally, yeah, that's what it's for, is the meat. You know, it's to feed folks, but when they request that animal, we basically allow them to take everything and use it however they need to. So we don't just give them the meat and then we take everything else. They take what they need of that animal. If they don't use it all, some folks return part of the meat. We get hunters that come in here and shoot the animal and maybe want the head for the mount and the hide to tan, and they donate the meat back to the tribe.
But historically, the entire animal was used, and so that's still the case, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
How many bison can your land support?
You know, that really depends on how much land the tribes here want to set aside for buffalo. Right now, the current pasture that we have is 22,000 acres. We're probably at capacity with our current herd in there. We're looking forward to selling off almost 300 this fall, because our goal is to liquidate that herd and make room for those Yellowstone animals. The other pasture will hold 35 to 40 animals without any feed. Anything over that, then we'll have to supplemental feed them throughout the year.
Why do you want Yellowstone bison?
Well, it's, you know, a lot of different reasons. Number one is we want to save that animal from being slaughtered every time it wanders out of the park into the state of Montana.
Has that been painful for the tribes to witness that?
Well, it has, yeah. I mean, I don't know that we do that to any other animal in this state. It's just hard to see for us that here's an animal that sustained our people for centuries in this region. It's the last free-roaming herd that once roamed this region, to see it, because it stepped over an imaginary line that it's put down. It means more, you know, more to us than it's a nuisance, for sure. We can't and won't stand by and watch that happen. So that's why we got involved in this. Number two is that it's genetically pure bison. And if we are going to somehow find our niche in the buffalo meat market, then why not go with something that's 100% pure buffalo rather than something that has a percentage of cattle genes in it?
The tribe's bison have gotten into trouble in recent years with ranchers. Some of the bison have gotten through your fences and onto their land, and they haven't been happy about that. And that's why they, in part, why there was a suit brought to stop the transfer of Yellowstone bison. How have you mitigated those problems?
We have insurance on those animals, and we've asked those folks that incurred that damage to their property to file a claim with us. And we submitted that claim to the insurance company that holds the policy on the tribe's property, and those claims were paid.
Do you feel like you have fencing now that is adequate for the herd that you have and for additional bison?
I do, and we are in the process of replacing the west boundary fence on our buffalo pasture with something that we feel is just more reinforced, just a stronger type fence. And so we hope to get that started. You know, we'd hoped that we'd been started by now. But because of the weather and just trying to get all the planning for the bidding of the fence and how much material we're going to need, just all of that logistical stuff hammered out, we're just not quite there yet.
Because you do have to work that out, don't you, to get a new agreement with the state before you can get the Yellowstone bison? The state is going to require that you have strong fencing and so on.
That pasture for those Yellowstone animals is already complete. That's waiting. It's been done since last August, September. It's ready. That's 8-foot-high woven wire fence. It's in place. You know, that was part of this agreement, and before the lawsuit came into effect and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks was basically stopped from working with Fort Belknap on that memorandum of understanding, we already had one completed. It's a draft form, of course, and I sent that off to the Region 6 Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks director and asked that he review that. And let's get the discussion going. We'd like to see this thing, this MOU, completed as soon as possible so we can move those animals.
Assuming the animals are moved to Fort Belknap, one assumes that will be an important day for the tribes.
Very important. Very important.
I've been speaking with Mark Azure, who's director of the Fort Belknap Fish and Game. Mr. Azure, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.